Joining us from the City of Mexico, he is the Deputy City Manager, Roger Haynes, and want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. It'll help if I turn your microphone on, then people can hear you.
So, good morning, Matt.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Glad to have you in here. Last night, Mexico City Council had a meeting pretty much centered around one project, the Pollock Bridge Project. Just kind of remind folks about this Pollock Bridge Project, if you will, where it's taking place and maybe when it's going to get underway.
Yes, the Pollock Road Bridge Project is, of course, northeast of the Missouri Military Academy. This project's been on the radar for both the city and the county for a few years, and with a cooperative effort, they applied for a grant to replace that bridge, and that was approved. That bridge is estimated to cost around $1.3 million to do that full replacement, of which a grant will be or has been awarded in the amount of $1.14 million, with the city coming up with the additional $160,000 in cash.
Understand. There were a couple of things that needed to be done last night. You had to sign some agreements. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will, Roger.
Sure. The council did approve for the city manager to sign three separate agreements. The first, of course, was a wetland mitigation document to where there was found to be possible disruption to wetlands, so that is replaced through the Land Learning Foundation, so that will certainly be squared away. The second two documents relate to a temporary construction easement from an adjacent property owner, and then the third document is the purchase of approximately one quarter acre of an acre of land from the same adjacent property owner, so that we can make the entrance or exit on the northwest side of that bridge a little straighter. There's currently a jog there that we'll be able to eliminate.
Sure. When do you expect the project to get underway, and when do you expect it to be complete?
We anticipate bids for the project to go out in October, and a given timeline would have that bridge project wrapping up around the April timeframe of next spring.
Understand. Will there be any traffic impacts that you know of whenever this project is going to get underway?
There would be some rerouting of traffic because, again, that whole bridge would be under construction.
Sure. And I'm sure that will all be communicated on the website for the City of Mexico, and we'll share that information as well.
Absolutely. We appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Anything else going on with the City of Mexico that you want to tell us about this morning? Everything else going pretty well?
Yes, certainly is. Of course, we were checking the course with leaves falling and other debris falling at this time out of trees. We're checking storm drains to be prepared for the fall rains like we had in the last couple of days. And of course, we're preparing other pieces of equipment to take care of anything that might come up during the fall or the winter time.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in and updating us on the latest Mexico City Council meeting.